Good afternoon, everyone. Once again, I appreciate you joining me today on a Sunday. It is the 17th of May. How just amazing how quickly May it's going by. And next thing you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. I hope everybody's doing well, safe, hanging in there. I hope that I can see every one of you soon, asking you, how are you really? In terms of how you're really doing, beyond just the I'm doing fine, thank you, but really, how are we doing emotionally? How are we doing financially? How are we doing physically? And we're here to help. We're here to support one another. And this is my way to be able to communicate with you and share with you some hopefully notable topics and area of interest. The topic that's been discussed lately, and many of you have received emails, and we have been in correspondence the last couple of weeks, or more so within the last week, is the topic of that EIDL, is that emergency disaster loan program that it wasn't so long ago when many of you received my email about the SBA loan. When California was classified as a natural disaster and affected zone, well, SBA came out with a bunch of emails about various programs that were intended to help individual small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and private businesses. And so many of you have gotten the email that I sent with various forms, whether it was the balance sheets or the personal financial statements or the long SBA loan application. Well, that was the long form. And quickly, right after that, literally 2 weeks later, they came out with the short form, and that was the one that you also got through email and through phone calls. That was about 3 pages at the end. Remember, if you can recall, there was a question about would you like to have a $10,000 grant. At that time, it seems a little bit suspicious, seems a little bit suspect, and how attainable that was going to be, not the least of which with the security of the website. You know, we know that we got into the SBA website, but is this legitimate? And it was asking about our bank information, your routing number and account number. I did do my due diligence. I shared with many of you that I believe it was a legitimate program. I was wary as well. I was concerned, you know, putting my bank information online. But frankly, this is a different time, different place. How else would they get the fund to you quickly? And that grant was really for the purpose of helping businesses stay alive and somewhat thrive in the midst of all the disaster and uncertainties. And so not long from that, 2-3 weeks later, I've got news from various clients that got the $10,000. Surprisingly, I was very, very happy for them. But of course, I wonder what happened to my $10,000. There are individuals that got $1,000 or $2,000 based on how many employees they put on the application. It did ask on there if you have one or two. There are individuals that got $1,000 if they put one, and $2,000 if they put two. I didn't see if any of that either, but I did see it from my other clients, so I can confirm wholeheartedly that it was accurate and it was truthful and factual that they, meaning SBA, did issue out those grants. So now, literally a month and a half later, after the early stages of the applications, many of our clients have received emails through the SBA asking them to go on to their website and register or log in or verify certain information. The very top heading says SBA, U.S. Small Business Administration, and it says on there, verify your account, username and password. I think it walks you through how to create one if you have any. If you have, there will be a figure, a dollar amount that is populated on the top left, basically saying this is the most you can qualify for. In the past, the program was intended to help small businesses help finance with business expenses, equipment, tools, payroll, and it was actually $2 million was the amount max that you could apply for. Well, lo and behold, as you can tell, way too many people apply for the program, too much of a demand, so they reduced the maximum qualification to $150,000. So those who are lucky enough got the $150,000 offer. Others who maybe have smaller payroll, smaller sales. If you can recall during the application process, it did ask you what was your overall sales? Did you have any cost of goods sold? What would you estimate number of employees? Things of that nature. So I think based on that information, and I'm not 100% sure, but they do use credit of your credit as a owner of the business. The credit of the business, if it's a corporation, to verify if they can, you can justify getting a higher amount of the loan offer. So, from what I can recall and gather, that's how they got. I was able to estimate how much they can offer you. So I've seen those who offer $150,000, and I've seen those who offer $11,000 or $10,000 or $20,000. I've seen it all. I mean, the numbers ranges from $10,000 up to $150,000. Now, that is not to say that this is an amount that you will get approved or this is the amount that you want to accept. You can offer, obviously, that is the maximum amount. You can always offer or ask for less. What is offer? You can ask for 10, as one of my doctor clients asked for 10, or you can ask for up to the amount of max. So there would be three items once you log on to the account, not the least of which was to verify your identity. And of course, it'll ask you to verify your username and password and all that things that you were able to create during the registration process. And it asks you to verify the electronic disbursement, which basically says, the name of the bank, the routing number, the account number, just basic information that you did put into the system when you first applied online through the SBA website. I did see some individual put in the wrong information before and they were able to correct that. So that's great. The third step, which just the hardest stuff, is to basically wait for them to get approval and for you to sign the agreement online. I believe that's like a 30-page. I can literally break it down for you in terms of the terms, the interest rate, the criteria, the collateral requirements, and so on and so forth. But just to keep it short and sweet, we can talk about that in the next podcast. But so that would be the third option or third action that's required once you sign, once that's verified, once it's submitted. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it takes about 24 to 40 hours for them, meaning the SBA, to respond back and fund the account. So that is amazing. Frankly, this is the program that's supposed to help businesses stay alive. And yes, you're right. Some businesses of ours, of clients, $150,000 is not going to do much for them in terms of paying for their payroll expenses and rent and lease and ancillary expenses that come with running a business. But I understand for most of us, it's a lifeline that we frankly would put it to good use. Now, this is the loan. I want to reiterate, this is not the PPP, which is the Paycheck Protection Loan that could be forgiven if we meet in certain criteria. This is actual loan, a 30-year term loan that is at a 3.75 interest rate, okay? We have 12 months of deferral, meaning they will not charge you for 12 months and you start paying back after 12 months. There is an estimate of what your monthly amount payments is. So for, I believe, $130,000 or $140,000 loan, the payment, monthly payment, would be around $700-$800, which is very reasonable. You think of it like a mortgage, but it's for your business, right? 3.75, my God, inflation rate is like 3%. So this is really, really attractive rate and attractive loan because it stretches out for 30 years. Okay. So 3.75. Okay, deferring within a 12-month period, so they allow you to have some flexibility. And if you choose to change your mind, I believe they give you 2 months to change your mind, give it back, and say, hey, you know what? My business is doing well. I'm sorry, I closed my business, and I don't need this money anymore, which is still somewhat unfathomable because I believe that this is a very, very attractive loan for you to utilize. Again, if you're closing your business, what can you do? But if there's any way that there's a lifeline for you, okay, to have access to cash and liquidity at a very low rate, my God, I would say, we might want to consider this. And if you need me to go over with you the pros and cons, the anticipations of all of how to utilize these funds correctly, how to maximize the benefit of it, whether it's going to be a loan that we want to use for our business, or frankly, something that we're going to leave as a line of credit just in case something happens. Again, they're not there to say that you have to pay them back right away. and they're not raising, you know, the interest rate, it is fixed, or that, you know, you have to spend it a certain way. It does require to be spent for U.S. made products or business related expenses. And as you know, running a business, there are so many expenses that require to run a business. So there are certain strategies and mindset and understanding that we should have in terms of really knowing how to utilize these funds accurately and completely. So moving forward, so a lot of you guys have asked me, what should I do with this fund? My God, you know, in a way, I felt like we've been spoiled, right? Because this whole time we were talking about the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, and how it could be forgiven. All of a sudden now there's a new program, which is not really new. It's been around for a long time. It just happened that when California was classified as a natural disaster affected zone, that a lot of us in California were able to qualify for this loan, a small business loans. And so yet, it took so long for them to unfold and for them to respond back. So now that we've gotten the feedback and now we've gotten some traction in regards to qualifications and literally, you know, just letting us know that it does exist, because the whole time we thought it was somewhat of a scam, you know, that we've been had, that they promised us something and there was no follow up. But it took a month and a half. I'm glad it's better late than never. So as far as the usage of the loan, I will ask you that if you're still running a business, whether our business will change or have changed or evolve or somehow make drastic changes in regards to how we run things and the products that we sell, the services that we provide, I would believe that any type of funding that's there for us, it's heaven sent. It's a blessing, right? Because for us, we need to be able to pay ourselves, pay our rent, pay our employees, pay for a cost of goods, for our supplies and office expenses. So using this as a 3.75% interest rate, it's something that we know will benefit us. Now, we don't know what next year will be like. We don't know what 6 months will be like. So I would say that please keep this as an option, as a line of credit for now. Okay, if you choose not to use it, pay it back. There's no prepayment penalties, right? You only get in charge for what you use. Monthly payments is considered very, very reasonable. It is a business loan, so any interest that I incur, you could deduct that on your taxes. Okay, but please hold off on returning this, and don't think this is a free amount of money either for you to go out there and buy a car or buy something that's personal. Again, this is business related. If we really, really believe in the business that we're in, and we utilize all the resources at our hand, in our control, okay, and we have to evolve, we have to change, we have to work harder, we have to sacrifice more, we'll make the work. But money has always been an issue, right? But now money becomes a friend to us. You know, SBA is there to say, hey, there's this little cushion for you. If you need to use it, take advantage of this. Pay your business related expenses, keep you around for a while. Hopefully we'll buy us some more time. And when it reopens and when we'll get back to on the right track again, right? Well, hopefully we don't need to use the loan. Okay. When we get there, I will help you make that decision. I will help you you know, create a strategy, a plan for us to move to the next level. If this money is going to help expand our business, this money is going to help increase our payroll so that we can be better and more efficient. Well, why not? Why not take advantage of that opportunities? So to those who have questions about what to do with the EIDL, let's consider the benefits. Let's consider how much of a lifeline this is, how fortunate we are to get it. And I know more and more of you have not gotten to respond from SBA, but within this week or so, I literally have gotten about 20 of my clients contacting us and emailing us about what to do with it. So if you haven't gotten it, I'm pretty sure you should be getting it this week or next week. If you have, let's discuss it. Let's go over it. If you need me to go over the line items as far as the term, the contract, the disbursement, the time that it takes to get funded, to the time that you sign, I'm here to help. My team is always available for you to help me, for you to call, email, or text. Please feel free, you know, to share any concerns and questions you have about your business beyond just the financials. We are here to help one another, and I believe that once this is all done and over with. I really feel like the time that we become more introspective, become more strategic, become more aware of how interconnected we are as fellow taxpayers and Americans and fellow business owners, we will be better off as a team. Because I think, honestly, the things we've been doing, things we've been doing years past have not exactly been productive, have not exactly been smart. And frankly, it was just keeping us alive. It was just a matter of time before there was a trigger point, before we realized that we need to change. And part of that change is understanding ourselves, right? Recognizing that being a great chef does not necessarily make you a great business owner, right? Being a great human being and a good character person doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to run a business well. You have so many areas that you have to tackle as a small business owner. So many areas you have to learn and utilize all the tools and resources available. How often do we have time? How often do we have that capacity? How often do we have opportunities or even funding or support, right? So really, my team, we see ourselves more than just a tax and financial planning firm anymore, right? We're here in a time when you need us to help apply for loans and apply for unemployment. There are times when you need us to help answer questions about, you know, certain qualifications, get the funding, apply for support, but also how to meet compliance, how to meet requirements, how to be in compliance, how to make sure that, you know, don't make careless mistakes, how to make sure that we don't do the wrong thing. And frankly, how do we make sure that, you know, if something like this happened again, that we'll prepare to be on the right track again. So without me going too further, I do appreciate you spending the time with me today. I hope I share some insight and some perspective on the EIDL, the Emergency Injury Disaster Loan, that's been around for, I would say, a long time, a decade or so. But within the last 2 months, when most of us have gone online to make the application, to submit the applications, and the offer of the $10,000 grant, some have gotten, some people are still waiting, but let's hope for greater news coming in this next week. In the meantime, enjoy yourself, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.